I want to tell you about a little girl named Osa. And Osa was a very little girl. And in the daytime, she was unbelievably brave. She would climb trees way taller than she was and higher than any of the other kids were willing to go. And she would freely explore the whole valley where her village was located. She would go searching for flowers to bring to her mother, or a special bird feather that she could bring to her grandfather, or colorful rocks for her rock collection. And she just, in the daytime, was brave and busy little Osa. But at nighttime, once the sun went down and darkness came, Osa became very afraid. She was afraid of the dark. And she would go into her family's hut, and she would huddle in the corner. She didn't want to eat. She didn't want to be comforted. She just was afraid, and there was nothing her family could tell her that would reassure her. When finally she would fall asleep, and her mother would cover her with a blanket, and the rest of the family would whisper to each other, "What can we do to help Osa? She's so afraid of the dark." Well, one day, Osa was out on her adventures and explorations, and she went a little bit farther up the valley than she usually went, and she saw something in the distance that really caught her attention. There's really bright, sparkling flashes up in the trees, and she thought about what that was that she could be seeing, and she remembered something her mother had told her about a wise woman who lived up at the end of the valley, who kept beautiful gardens and orchards and was very helpful to the people of the village sometimes when they got sick, because she would know the right herbs that she could give them as medicine. And so Osa was curious about these flashing sparkles that she was seeing in the trees, and just then a yellow butterfly flew by, and Osa was intrigued by the butterfly and followed the butterfly on up the valley toward those flashing lights. And sure enough, soon she came to the hut where the wise woman lived, and she saw all around the beautiful gardens, and the sparkling flashes were bottles that this woman had hung up in the trees to scare away birds that might be eating the fruit. She wanted to be able to harvest the fruit and the vegetables, and so she had those bright shining lights, not to hurt the birds, but just to make them stay a little bit farther away from the things that she was growing. And she welcomed Osa to her orchards and to her garden, and she let Osa work beside her, helping to weed the garden. And then, because Osa was so brave, she let her climb the ladder up into the apple trees and start harvesting the apples. And after they had worked for quite some time, the wise woman said, "Osa, you must be getting tired, so let's stop and have a glass of cool lemonade." And they sat down in the shade. It was a very warm day. And the wise woman said to Osa, "You're so brave the way you just climbed way up those tall ladders." And Osa said, "Well, I have to tell you, I'm not always brave. At nighttime, I'm really scared. I'm afraid of the dark." And the wise woman said, "Well, how can it be that such a brave person is so afraid of the dark?" And she said, "I don't know. It's just that things seem to hide in the dark, and I'm worried that there might be animals or monsters or something, I don't know, that might catch me and eat me or something." And it was just hard to explain, but she was afraid. But she was so tired from this work and this warm day that as she sipped her cool lemonade and talked to the wise woman, she drifted off to sleep. And she was napping, and while she was sleeping, she dreamed of that yellow butterfly. And she dreamed that the yellow butterfly invited her, it was a big yellow butterfly by now, invited her to climb onto its back. And it flew up into the sky. And as it flew away from the sunlight and toward evening time and into nighttime. And Osa was clinging to that butterfly's back, and she started to be afraid, but then she looked around and she realized here she was flying among friendly, listening stars. And here she was flying on that yellow butterfly's back past the moon, bright and shining. And then she could look down at the land there from the butterfly's back, and she saw that down in the villages there were little fires and little lanterns that were making spots of brightness. And she realized something she never knew before, that even the nighttime has a lot of light within it. There's a lot of light shining. And so when she woke up, she was still so exhilarated by the excitement of flying on the butterfly's back and this realization about the light of the nighttime. She told the wise woman all about her dream. And the wise woman said, "You're going to be able to find your way, Osa. Find your bravery all the time, not just in the daylight hours. This is an important dream that you have." She said, "Now it is getting dark. Would you like me to walk you home?" And Osa said, "Well, why don't you walk me just partway? So until this is farther than I've ever been before. So let's just walk to the place where I know the way. I know the trail home." So they walked partway together, and then the wise woman went back to her hut and her garden. And Osa went on down the trail that she was very familiar with to her village. And as she walked, the sun set and the darkness came, and She just kept walking calmly and happily. The stars came out. She greeted her friends with stars, and there was the moon. Some of us got to see the moon through Wayne's telescope the other night. We noticed every night the stars and the moon. She was looking at that same stars and that same moon and feeling so happy in her heart because she realized she wasn't afraid anymore. And she ran into her hut, and she said, "Mom, Grandpa, guess what? I'm not afraid anymore." And everybody in her family gathered around to congratulate her, and she shared a meal with them. And it was a wonderful turning point in Osa's life. And it's not unlike the moment in our lives when we realize that God's light is always with us. Even in the times that we might have thought we were at places we were afraid to go or times we were worried about facing, God's light is always right there with us. There is always more light than we think. Always light is with us, and we don't have to be afraid. So that is today's story, and usually we end our story time with a little prayer. So if you can reach somebody's hand and hold, we'll say a prayer together. Oh, okay. Am I holding? Oh, yes. Okay. This is the hand. Dear God, we thank you for all the light you've put into the world, and even in some surprising places, places we didn't expect to find the light, there it gleams for us, welcoming us and befriending us. And as we just sang, we know that you are the source of light and that your Son, Christ Jesus, is the light of the world, and we are so thankful to have that light with us always. Amen. Amen.